know, an HIV-positive person cannot stop their medications. If they do for more than 3 days, then there's a chance that the virus could mutate and those meds would no longer be effective for them. So I'm very pleased that the Alabama Department of Public Health has issued a statement saying that they will provide 8 weeks of medication. But obviously, we have to help the folks get connected to them for that program and connected to the clinics where they'll actually pick up the medications. HIV-positive people have a lot of needs. Oftentimes, we're dealing with folks who have families or hepatitis C or substance abuse issues or mental health issues. So this is a very vulnerable population. And I think as we've all seen the devastating pictures of what happened in New Orleans, a lot of the people that are victims of Hurricane Katrina are poor populations who need help navigating the system. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that people get into safe, affordable housing and that they have access to their medications and that they have the support services that they need.
Has it been a deluge of people who've been contacting your agency and others in the area?
Well, I'll tell you this. The number is increasing every day. We've had telephone calls nonstop for the last 2 days. We're actually sending folks over to the shelters around the Birmingham area to try to go ahead and help facilitate getting some of these people into the system here. And we also want to help them, if they have mainstream resources that they can utilize, to help them do that. And I'll give you a very concrete example. A lot of low-income people with HIV are on Section 8 housing. So say they're from Louisiana and they come to Birmingham, that Section 8 voucher is transferable, but they need to fill out the paperwork and get on a waiting list to get a Section 8 unit. The problem is going to be finding enough units to accommodate all these people. So AIDS Alabama does have a good bit of HIV-specific housing. We have some vacancies, but I can tell you they're filling up fast. But we are going to try to help people find safe places to live, help them with emergency rental assistance, deposits, first month's rent, transportation, and navigating the system to get the documentation that they need to get other resources.
Now, was this something that your office anticipated having to deal with? I know that, you know, no one thought that the hurricane was going to be as devastating as it was, but is this something that had crossed your minds before this happened, that this might be a possibility?
Well, I'm from Mobile, Alabama, so I'm one of those people who usually rides out a hurricane. So I did not expect it to be as devastating as it has been. Once we realized the scope of the damage and the numbers of people that were in such precarious situations, yes, I absolutely did anticipate this. I mean, everyone can't go to Houston, and I guarantee you they're going to be spread all over the Southeast. Alabama's not the only state dealing with this, but we are trying to do it in a coordinated way to help the most people that we can.
Now, the folks you've been talking to, have they had any medication at all since they have evacuated, or is this a case where they fled and maybe didn't have their medicine and now they really desperately need to get their hands on this stuff?
You know, I was really amazed. A lot of the people took their meds with them, and they also took their HIV verification with them, because people with HIV who utilize public health systems know they need those things. So I've been really pleased at the fact that a lot of people did have that with them. For the ones that didn't, we're trying to process it just as quickly as we can. Obviously, we don't want the virus to mutate and them have all kinds of other problems because they can't get their meds. So overall, I've been pleased with the number of people that did have at least a few days' supply with them and the verifications they need to get more medications.
Now, you mentioned that the public health department here in the state is going to allot these people 2 months' worth of medication.
That's right.
I mean, what sort of things are you going to be doing as those 2 months progress to help these folks?
It's a tall order because in Alabama, we're one of the states in the country that has a waiting list for that program. Actually, right now in Alabama, there are hundreds of people waiting for HIV medications that keep them alive. So what we do with the people that know to come to a clinic or to come to an AIDS service organization, we help them process the paperwork to access compassionate care programs from pharmaceutical companies. So given that we will have 8 weeks, that's what we intend to do, work with the consumers, to make sure that they have all of their paperwork done, and it's a substantial amount of paperwork. And we are really short on labor at these aid service organizations and clinics because we already were stretched thin, and now we're dealing with lots more folks coming in who are going to need all this paperwork done to be able to continue to get their meds. But we're going to do it to the absolute best of our ability, I can promise you.